It's not so important how many you
students
have.
In Andy Mundell's science class at Indianapolis's Providence Cristo Rey High School are learning how to measure pressure.
These are areas of constant pressure, right?
Today he's set up an experiment.
I saw it on YouTube a couple of years ago when I was.
He's connected a gas line to a pipe.
You guys can see here the pressure inside the tube is pushing the gas out of the tube, all right?
And pumps sound through it. Mundell used to teach at a top-rated Indianapolis private school where less than 5% of students receive vouchers. Compare that to Providence, which only takes students from low-income families.
For me, that was it. I wanted to work with a more challenging set of students.
Students often come to Providence one or two grades behind, but they're expected to graduate and go on to college. That's what attracted parent Susie Tolles to the school. She felt it would be a good fit for her youngest child, JJ, now a senior.
Sports is important to JJ, and I know he'd be able to play, but to me, my main thing with Providence was their academics, their graduation rate, their preparation for college, how their main goal is to make sure that all of their students graduate.
Tuition at Cristo Rey runs about $12,000 a year. It would be out of reach for the Tolles and many other families without school vouchers, private donations, and corporate partners. But is the school any better than Pike High School, the school JJ left? In 2011, the last year he spent in public school, Pike received a C from the state. Providence Cristo Rey received an A. Fast forward to last year. Pike received a B from the state. Providence Cristo Rey received a C. As a private school, class sizes are small, only about 20 students, and that means one or two bad test scores can translate to a middling grade. Scores for the last few years have been all over the map. That's a problem, says Indiana University professor Ashlyn Nelson.
I think it just becomes too difficult for parents to be able to sort of parse out what exactly this information is telling them on a year-to-year basis if the grades are bumping around from an A to an F to a C to a B.
Nelson, who studies the economics of education, says the state shouldn't be in the business of funding consistently low-performing private schools. But she says for middle-of-the-pack schools, it's a more difficult call. Parents are likely choosing for reasons that can't be easily measured.
The move to a school that isn't necessarily better performing in terms of reading and math achievement is okay as long as the parent thinks that they're still just enhancing the match between what their kid needs and what the school is able to provide.
Nelson says the first step is providing better information about school performance to parents, more data points, or a letter grade that takes a few years of test scores into account. For Tolles' part, she says she's felt good about sending JJ to Providence each day for the past 3 years.
Overall, even in his senior year, you're still concerned about him when they're in school, and I'm pretty confident, that he's being looked after, the discipline, all of that.
And for some voucher parents, that peace of mind might be enough to make the switch. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.